Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're here to answer your listener questions as it is a Wednesday, including a question from listener Holly from Springfield, Illinois, the home of Abraham Lincoln, about where to find a great cherry Danish down at Walt Disney World, just like at the Main Street Bakery back in the day. We're going to do our best with that one and many more. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, I'm counting down 35 days to go, people, till Marathon Weekend 2018. We're going to run 48.6 magical miles. And boy, it is getting close, just over a month. And I get excited every time I send a text, post to social media, or take a phone call. You can do the same. Great pictures. You can customize the font, the color. You can even get an audio alert each and every day at a specific time. Check out these and other great apps over at virtualmickey.com. Today's show is also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. As you do that holiday shopping this season, we know that Cyber Monday and Black Friday are now behind us, but Amazon's going to have some great deals. We know that you're going to be doing a lot of online shopping. You are a techie. You are a Disney fan. It kind of all gets together there online. Support the show. It costs you nothing extra. You get all your Prime benefits, and it's a painless way to show your love for the Be Our Guest podcast. Please click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon as you do all of your online shopping.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1256 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Since we last spoke here on the show, we, of course, have had Black Friday. Hopefully you got what you like there in person. Maybe you weren't too mean to your fellow consumer. And then, of course, we had Cyber Monday. So hopefully you blew off work on Monday, you know, and just did some shopping. Used our Amazon affiliate link, of course. And now we're back to the real world. Guys, you got to strap in. It's a five-day week, and that's why we're here, to help you get through this week with some Disney talk and, of course, your listener questions here on a Wednesday. So thanks for sending those in. Joining me today for another great listener question show, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
Not a lot. I survived Thanksgiving with my family, so that's what I'm pretty excited about.
I think that's what everybody's, you know, kind of back in the routine. Your relatives have gone home at this point. I just stopped eating the leftover turkey and stuffing and cranberries yesterday. So, back to the real world. Taco Bell today, yeah. I guess.
Yuck. Also, I have to say, you know, thanks to my parents because they helped redo my kitchen, which looks fantastic, by the way, now. So, you know, that was pretty stellar of them to do on their vacation. So, yeah. Yay! Yeah, I have a nice kitchen now.
It's just how the Pilgrims did it way back in the day up in the Northeast.
Yeah, you know? I'm pretty sure that's not how they did it, but.
Anyway, new tradition. It's a remodel and a turkey. All right, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. How's it going, Pam?
Happy Wednesday. It's going great. Yes, and that is how the Pilgrims did it. They would go to their child's home and work on home projects. So
I like it.
It's a lesser known part of Thanksgiving.
Right, Yeah.
So anyways, yes, I did not have anyone come over and work on different parts of my house. So I really didn't know that was an option. I might look into that for next year, though. I'm going to try start planning that now. Do you guys want to come?
Yeah, I'll bring a paintbrush.
Okay.
I'm ready. You know, what we found out, though, Pam, before we started recording is that, you know, apparently our daughters, you know, Paige and Hannah, as you know, we were watching football, we had eaten, the turkey dinner. They're sitting there on Snapchat, of course, and, they're called Snapchat. That's the progressive thing. Snapchat. I'm hip. I use it sometimes, guys. I know what it is. And, of course, Paige is sitting there making the weird faces into, you know, the app there. And apparently she was talking to Hannah and they were changing plans for Marathon Weekend, unbeknownst to us. So who knows when they're going down. They're planning their own thing.
Yes, sometimes it's better not to know, I think. I think that might be my official stance on things. Then I can claim like zero culpability because I had no advance notice of this. So anyways,
I was just glad Paige spent Thanksgiving with us and not with the Forresters because, you know, rumor had it she was going there. So I don't know. So anyway,
she's always welcome.
Exactly. We're just glad to have her here, too. Anyway, let's get to the questions. That's why we're here. Holly's got the first question from Springfield, Illinois. Hi, Mike, Ricky and Pam, my husband and some of our extended family and I are planning a trip to Walt Disney World in February. Thanks to Mike for his help in planning thus far. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. As a longtime listener, I'm super excited to be writing into the podcast for the first time. I hope you'll be able to point me in the right direction. Number one, we're scheduled for a 10:35 a.m. brunch at Whispering Canyon following the race. Okay, they're there for Princess race weekend. Being new to the Disney races, do you think a 10:35 a.m. reservation is doable? The race starts at 5:30. I estimate it'll take 2 hours to run. It would be ideal if we could go back to our hotel, Port Orleans Riverside, to shower and change. Does that sound realistic? All right, so let me just talk that one through. She's got four questions, quick ones. I would say, yeah, you can probably make 10:35 at Whispering Canyon, and you should probably, if you hustle, and I'm trying to remember where they are. I think they're at Riverside. Shouldn't give that away, but that's probably where they are. You could probably head back and grab a super quick shower. But I will tell you this. This is just from experience. I'm not saying you should do this. And again, it's one of those, I've done it many times. I probably should not do this many times, but I have gone and had breakfast before going back and taking a shower. I know it's terrible, but I'm sitting around my family, so just don't sit too close. But you can do that if you get in a pinch, but you should have time to go back and still make that 10:35 at Whispering Canyon because it's pretty easy to get to. You could just obviously, what I would do though is from Riverside Uber over after you shower just to save time. Otherwise, you're going to have to take a bus to the Magic Kingdom in a boat. And that could take some time. So I would do that. All right, number two, I booked the afternoon tea at the Grand Floridian for my mom and me as her birthday present. I'm having some difficulty finding out how much it will cost and how long it typically takes. Any ideas? Pam, I know this is in your department, so what about the afternoon tea?
First of all, the afternoon tea is awesome, I will just say. We do it many times. We all really enjoy it. We've even gotten to the point where Steve attends with us because he likes it that much. Ooh, so he may say he does not when asked, but that's
you know what he does. He goes to the afternoon tea and Snapchats it. You know, at the same time, pinkies up too. I'm just saying.
Steve, poor Steve, he was on Snapchat and other social media for about a day and a half.
And yes. Then
he gets back.
And
then
he's like, nope,
life.
I'm done. No,
Nope, that's it. I can't do it anymore. So anyways, so for the afternoon tea, there actually are a bunch of different tea packages and also a la carte options from which you can choose. And at this point, they typically, you know, there are some teas that they give you a price for two and they can be pretty pricey. I'm going to say that there are some that are as much as $175 for two. Don't get panicked.
Tea? Come on now, man. I want a Coke Zero for that money. Come on now.
It comes with caviar and finger sandwiches and whatnot. So there are actually a lot of different things. There's also another choice of that. We typically get the Derbyshire tea or the Cheshire tea. And those are the reason why the difference in those is, of course, there is some champagne included with one, but they include like a bunch of finger sandwiches. They also have some fruit there. Then they also include what I consider to be some of my favorite parts of the tea, which is the scone and the tart. Yum. And then finally, a sort of dessert choice of either house-made pastries or a strawberry and cream, which is just, the strawberries and cream were so good. And so were the house-made pastries. But anyways, very, very, very good. And those are around $50 per person. But then there's also, again, some other tea options, some that don't have the champagne. And you're talking that's like $35. And then for children ages 3 to 9, there is a tea especially for them, which includes the dark tea, which is chocolate milk.
Heck yeah.
It's really sweet. Such a cute thing that they do for kids. But the other thing I wanted to mention about this is we really enjoy some of the teas that we get so much there that there's one that we buy, actually the Garden View blend, which is made specifically for the Garden View Lounge there at the Grand Floridian, that we often buy in a tin to take home because it's really a great blend of tea. But you can do this with any of the teas that you have there. So go and enjoy. Have a great time. And think of us while you're there because we love it. I guess I'm going to have to make Ricky and Mike do this too so that we can do a Be Our Guests podcast live on the street report.
We should class up the joint and do that because the only kind of tart I have is a pop. That's usually what's in front of my tart. That's it. So anyway, Holly will have to give us a report. That's my life. I'm just saying. I'm a simple guy from St. Louis. Anyway, number three, Ricky, this one goes to you. My dad loves photography and is notoriously hard to buy for. I know a lot of people like that in my life. Are there any good photography tours that we could purchase for him or give him an experience? He's going to be down there, loves photography. So what would you say for maybe a gift this holiday season as they're heading down in February, Ricky?
Do you know the dates?
Yeah, it's over Princess Race weekend.
Oh, dang it. It would have been so perfect because so during the Festival of the Arts, I actually was just working on, they released the seminar schedule and workshop schedule for this year's Festival of the Arts. And they're actually, while there are a lot of unique options and opportunities of workshops people can take part in, one of them was there were a few photography workshops that they had throughout the course of the week, or the few weeks, I should say, for the festival. But the festival ends before they get there because I think...
Isn't that how it always goes with us? I'm saying.
Because Princess is, what, the last weekend? Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah. It ends right before Princess. So that knocks that out of the... I really don't, since most of the tours are backstage, they really don't allow for photography of anything, of any of those. So the ones that I'm going to suggest are any of them where you are going to be on stage. And one that I'm kind of like, if you could do any of the World Showcase tours where you're on stage, that would be one of my suggestions. The other one, and it seems kind of unique, but are different, but it's the Caring for Giants tour, which is at Animal Kingdom, and it actually allows people to get kind of up close and personal with the elephants. So I think that might be kind of a unique tour. But again, any of the like specialty tours, you're not really going to have a lot of opportunity for unique photographs because, you know, you can't do anything backstage. So that makes that a little difficult.
Yeah, I'd say maybe buy them gear just to use during the trip. That'd be something, mm-hmm. Some special kind of gear because there's so many great places to take pictures. But you're right. That tour that I did in World Showcase this past summer, there were only three people on it. It was myself and another couple. And we got to go through World Showcase. We were on stage for a lot of the tour and nobody was around. So if you really wanted to take some great pictures, we could. Like we were back in Germany with not a person. And they were explaining what all those, if you look up in the facing of the Germany pavilion, there's a lot of like knights and stuff, and they're all different. That'd be a great thing to take pictures of because she explained like why this guy has this kind of shield and why this guy has two swords, you know, and stuff like that. And you could really get some great pictures as they're explaining that. So I forgot what that was called. World Showcase Undiscovered.
Undiscovered World Showcase, something like that. Yeah.
All right. Her last question, number four. I'm going to be really impressed if you all can answer this pretty obscure question. All right, here we go. The gauntlet's been thrown down. I have very fond memories of going to the Magic Kingdom as a child and stopping at the Main Street Bakery for a cherry Danish. I know the bakery is not the same as it was back in the 90s. Any idea where I can get one of these Danishes at the Magic Kingdom so I can relive a portion of my childhood? Thanks for all you do for bringing Disney into my life a few times a week. Also, props to Mike for being an incredibly patient travel agent in dealing with my indecisiveness and seemingly constant changes to our travel plans. Holly's in Springfield. Holly, if you didn't change, I'd be bored all day. You know, like if you didn't have to change things. That's my philosophy. You know, you keep me on my toes. And I appreciate your support. That's why we're here. So cherry Danishes, Ricky, I gave you this one a little bit ahead of time.
You did.
Can we find a good 90s style cherry Danish at Walt Disney World? And if so, where?
So you're not going to be able to find one at the Magic Kingdom. It's not going to happen with the Main Street Bakery now being Starbucks. Starbucks doesn't have a cherry Danish, so you're not going to be able to find one there. You might be able to find them at the resorts, so that would be a place that I would start. However, I did do a little research, and I'm not 100% sure because obviously menus change a lot. Some of the information I'm seeing is quite outdated, but, a couple places where I've seen people had been able to get cherry Danishes in the past had been at Kringla Bakery at Epcot in Norway. Again, not sure if that's going to be true, currently, but that was one place. The other place that I'm seeing, and I know that I did look up, Disney does still say that they have Danishes at this place, but it doesn't specify what kind of Danishes, but they have at the Coosa Ferry Coffee Shop and Bakery, at, Disney's Animal Kingdom, they do have Danishes. But again, they don't actually specify what kind of Danishes that they offer. So that makes it a little more difficult, but, unfortunately you're not going to be able to get any kind of Danish like that at the Magic Kingdom, unless you want to go for a cheese Danish, because they have those at Starbucks.
So what about those Joffrey stands, like outside of the turnstiles at Epcot or something like that? They have a lot of pastries, right?
Those have muffins, and they have donuts.
The donuts are really good there. Yeah, they don't have Danishes. I always get a donut. Those things are good.
Because they're giant donuts there. Yes, they are. But yeah, they don't have Danishes anywhere. My best suggestion, and again, it does vary, because anywhere that's owned by a Starbucks or is not going to, or, you know, run or has Starbucks affiliated with it, is not going to have it. But anywhere that has the name bakery in it should potentially have some sort of Danish, but I can't guarantee what kind of Danish that they're going to have. Again, it would vary because, you know, the Main Street Bakery is actually a Starbucks. So that kind of throws that in my suggestion in its face, but that's going to be my biggest, suggestion if you're looking for a Danish.
Or, you know, desperate times, call for desperate measures, go out to Publix on 192, get a box of cheese Danish, bring them into the park, sit out in front of the Starbucks. In front of the Starbucks and enjoy. You know, I mean, if it's good enough for that family that brought in the full Thanksgiving dinner and ate it on the train station, you know, dressed as pilgrims with a candelabra.
Exactly. It'll be good enough for that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not that hard. You know, that's going the whole mile. Anyway. Michael's got the next question. Hey, Mike, my name's Mike from Boston, Massachusetts. Boston. And I found a podcast a couple months ago and absolutely love having it here in the truck 3 times a week. Thanks for being as consistent as my morning coffee and 45-minute commute. There you go. 10-2, Mike. 10-2. And don't spill the coffee there if you got it there between your legs as you're driving. My wife and I are surprising our niece and nephew with a graduation trip down to the happiest place on earth the week of July 4th. We're staying DVC at the Polynesian. We've been DVC since 2015, but this is our first time. We are not bringing the kids and we'll be able to have more fun geared towards adults. My question is, what specific restaurants, experiences, etc. are there that we would not normally know about because you wouldn't routinely bring a 4-year-old with you there? And then off of that, any other 4th of July other than the 4th of July fireworks, are there any adult experiences specific to the holiday that week? Thanks again and good luck. Dopey training for marathon weekend, Mike. Let me stop there and just thank all the lizards and congratulate the lizards, because right now is literally the time when the rubber meets the road for marathon weekend. I saw folks out there that we're doing, the people that are in this year, I've been slacking on my training. I haven't run further than a half in my training. But if you're following the plan, I'm hoping I make it. If you're following the plan, last weekend called for a 10-mile run, followed by a 23-mile run the next day. And I saw many, many lizards who stuck to it and did it. So proud of you guys that you're there, man. Now you've got it. You know, you got the one long run left and we're set for marathon weekend. So great job. I love seeing everybody in the Lizard Group put those miles in. But back to Mike's question, staying at the Polynesian DVC, first thing that jumps out to me, if you're going without kids and you usually have a 4-year-old in tow, which keeps you from enjoying this, Trader Sam's is what I would say. It's right there and it's a great experience. It's very unique and it's best enjoyed with just adults, you know, because it is, especially at night when it becomes adults only. So, Pam, what else would you say to think about when they're not taking the kids along?
I think that, again, because of your location, it really lends itself to a fantastic event that lots of people like to call the monorail crawl, because you can go ahead and visit the lounges. of the resorts that are right there on the monorail line. Of course, Mike mentioned Trader Sam's, but then you also have the lounges at the Contemporary and also at the Grand Floridian. And if you want to keep it going, you could also do take the boat from the Contemporary over to the Wilderness Lodge and hit that one as well. Or you could do it as kind of a progressive dinner type thing. But I think that that lends itself to that a lot too. And really just enjoying the resort that you're at. I mean, you know, I know that oftentimes when you travel with the kids, of course you are in the pools, but I don't know. I mean, it's not the same enjoyment that you might get on an adult only trip. There's not a lot of, like, you know, laying on the loungers, yeah, or perhaps reading a book or whatever. So, I mean, these are things that you may want to try too.
Yeah, I would say a lot more resort time than theme. I mean, you still get theme park time, but when you're a couple, you can go through things way quicker. And so I think that opens you up to having more times at the resort. And maybe you've never hit the hot tub at the resort, or maybe you haven't explored the quiet pools, because the feature pools are fun. But, you know, when you can kind of steal away and have some fun in the quiet pools around the resort, that's something to be said, too. So, Ricky, anything else for the kidless trip, especially staying at the Polynesian, and also 4th of July?
Yeah, so I'm going to say, so if they're going 4th of July and they're going to be kidless, I'm going to say try to get a reservation for maybe the 4th or the 3rd at California Grill. That way you can see the fireworks and have a nice romantic dinner. So,
good call.
That's my suggestion. Thank you.
Look at you. You moved from Trails Inn to California Grill, and you stay at the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian.
I've never eaten at California Grill. You've never eaten at
California Grill?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I went up for a mom's panel event one time, and it was fun. But they had, like, a bunch of cupcakes and stuff, but that was it. It's cool up there. I'll give you that. Anyway, all right, let's get to another question. We're slacking here. Ashley's got the next one. Hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. The title of this email is Land and Sea, Totally Kid-Free. So we're kind of on that same kick.
Yeah.
Here we go. My family and I are doing an all-adult land and sea vacation in July of 2018. Well, same week. You guys need to meet up with listener Mike.
Right?
Have a good time. Saying there you go. It's on the 4th of July. You're there. Three nights at Wilderness Lodge, followed by a three-night cruise on the Disney Dream. My dad hasn't been to the park since my sisters and I were kids and doesn't understand the trip dynamic is totally different with an all-adult party. He remembers sprinting from ride to ride and only eating at counter service locations, so we want to stop and smell the roses a little more on this trip. One way will be with more table service meals. He's an adventurous eater, and the bigger the portion, the better. I like it. That's how I like it, too. I was thinking Ohana. You're thinking right. But where else do you recommend? I'm also considering splurging and booking the dessert party as a surprise for Happily Ever After, so my family can enjoy seeing the show without being packed in on Main Street. What are your thoughts on the dessert party? Any other similar parties, experiences that you might recommend to make the trip slightly more relaxing? All right. So they're trying to get the dad, it sounds like, to be able to slow down and have some more adult experiences where you're not just rushing around and scarfing down chicken nuggets and hot dogs and stuff. So, Pam, what would you say, Ashley? Because I think she's right. If he likes big portions and loves experiencing fun meals, Ohana is top of the list. Grab that ADR. But what else? And what about the dessert parties?
I agree. So there are a lot of great choices. And I might suggest Boma because it is a buffet restaurant and therefore all you care to enjoy. But I think it has not only some, you know, favorites that everyone loves, I think it has some really unique offerings too. And the Animal Kingdom Lodge is just spectacular. And I think just going there for a meal will really kind of force you to sort of embrace and experience one of the things that makes Walt Disney World Resort so unique, and that is the incredible theming. Boma really fits in well with that theming at the lodge, and it's just a fantastic place to visit in terms of the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Make sure you take some time to go out there and maybe use the night vision goggles or have an opportunity to talk with the staff who's available for questions. And if you can even talk them into maybe just going ahead and sitting and enjoying the lobby for a little bit, enjoying the sounds and the smells that are there, I think that's a cool thing too. There's a great fireplace there. And I would say, too, if you're looking for another fun meal, I mean, something that we often suggest in that space is, of course, Trails End, which is, again, an all-you-care-to-enjoy buffet that is over at Fort Wilderness and features a lot of hometown favorites like ribs and fried chicken and macaroni and cheese. But it has lots of other yummy good stuff there and has kind of a cool dessert buffet area as well. So that may be a good choice as well. And I think that dessert buffets are really a great opportunity to have not only a good viewing location from which you can see the fireworks, but also to have some great desserts if that's your thing too. And then you don't have to wait sometimes in the long line that accompanies getting a good spot for the fireworks. So I think they're a great idea.
I think, too, when you're doing these land and sea vacations, don't discount the last night before the cruise. So the night before you're getting on the ship, because that's kind of like for us, we've always had kind of like a celebration meal. I remember before the first podcast cruise, we ate at Whispering Canyon, which you guys are at Wilderness Lodge. That'd be a great option because if your dad likes big meals, get the skillet. You know, you got tons of food. You know, you have lots of, you know, if you're a big eater, Whispering Canyon's fun. You get to cut loose. It's right there easily in your resort. You can kind of wind up the trip, the land portion there. Have a great meal. But even Ohana, like you mentioned, you could go over there easy, just right across there in the monorail and or catch a boat over there to have that. You know, what else do you think? I think Boma is a great opportunity. Also Sanaa too. It doesn't, you know, you're not necessarily getting as much food because Boma is a buffet if you really want to eat down, but they say he's an adventurous eater. Sanaa, again, the experience of being at the lodge, seeing the animals and having a very unique meal. But Boma is probably where I would lean too. So Ricky, anything else you would add here for Ashley for this, helping dad slow down and experience Walt Disney World in a different way?
So the meal that I was going to suggest, it kind of ties in with Pam. I was actually going to suggest the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. I think because it's kind of fun and entertaining, it's got the show part with it, and it's all you can eat, all you can, you know, care to drink with, you know, sangria and beer. So obviously there are, you know, specific kinds of beer, not all, you know, every kind of beer that you would want. But if you're looking for that, there's that option too. So I would suggest Hoop-Dee-Doo. I think that would be a great thing for the whole family to enjoy. And it's classic Disney, like, you know, takes you back to 1971.
It does. And they have great strawberry shortcake too.
That's true
great
too.
Great strawberry shortcake. Man, I could go for that right now. Anyway, she also says, for the cruise, we're thinking of Ubering to and from the port instead of using Disney bus transportation. What time do you recommend we book our return flight home for the day we disembark the cruise? Is a noon flight too early? Would that be cutting it too close from disembarking the ship, getting our bags, and making it to the airport? Thanks for all you do for helping me justify my 3 times per year Disney trips. Ashley's in Hoboken, New Jersey, a cool 361 miles from Pam. There you go, Pam. You're 365 miles from Hoboken. Now you know.
I did not even know that.
You know now. There you go. Not 360, 361. All right. Anyway, so, you know, here, let me talk about Ubering. I've never really even considered Uber to the port just because I think especially, it sounds like you have enough. I don't know exactly how many adults that my family and I would just get a, if you don't want to take the Disney bus transportation, which honestly is the easiest, and it's a pretty good deal, $35 per person per leg or $70 round trip. We've used, you know, private shuttles or, you know, limos or town cars or party buses. What we've used all kinds of stuff. I like that. That's kind of fun. For the main reason is that you can schedule when they pick you up and when you're going to get to the port. If you're somebody that gets an early port arrival time, we like to be first on the ship. So we do that. And when you get a larger group, it's actually about the same price as Disney's transfers. And it's kind of fun to roll up in a limo or a party bus like you're a rock star. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. I don't know about Ubering. That could be more expensive, I'm thinking. I don't know. I guess you could. But you got to remember, though, you're transferring all of your luggage, too. And I can't I can't think of many Ubers it would take. I mean, I you've seen how we travel, Pam. I mean, we need a bus. You know, like we need like a party bus and a trailer behind, like an 18-wheeler trailer behind us. You know, we need like a Don Below to go behind us and help us out. But, you know, I don't know. I just think with the luggage, Uber might be a different thing. So I'd look at, you know, just explore maybe some private transfers, town car services, limo services. You might get a good deal there. Now, let me give my answer for the disembarkation, catch your flight home. Noon is the absolute earliest I would go. I like 1 o'clock just to give you a little buffer. Pam, what say you, the official line for when's the earliest you should book your flight? 12 o'clock, is that okay? Because I always like to be, I'm conservative. I say one.
I like to be conservative with this too. And the reason is, first of all, as you saw just recently, Magical Express changed the pickup time from 3 hours prior to your flight to 4 hours prior to your flight, at least for the time being. And the reason that is not only the increase in holiday travelers, but also that Orlando International Airport has also recommended that people allow extra time to get through security. So for people who are traveling, you know, in the next couple weeks, they didn't have the benefit of this information when they booked their flights, and this will cut into their day a little bit longer. And so I'm just, the reason why I'm saying this is you never know what kind of instances may impact this time. Right now, noon is fine for a Disney trip. I would, like Mike, I would not schedule it any earlier than that. The reason is that even though they'll kind of make you get off the ship by about 9 a.m. at the latest, right? 9:30. That there can be many things that delay a ship during the customs process. You know, the ship has to clear customs before you can allow anyone off the ship. So if there was a weather incident, if there was just a customs incident, or even just typically, you know, they're delayed in customs, that can cause the ship's departure, the ship's arrival in port and the guests being able to departure to be delayed. And that's why they advise that you do not book anything prior to noon. So like Mike, I'm a little conservative as well. And I just, you know, I don't want to see anyone stranded. That's my main concern, because if it's ever happened to you, it is no fun.
That's right. So, you know, if you want the amazing race experience, book that 10 o'clock flight. You know what I'm saying? If you want to sweat it out for the 24 hours before you get back into port, go for it. If you want to just be able to chill and enjoy that breakfast the last morning on the ship, know you're going to make it, noon, 1 o'clock. You know, there you go. So it just depends on your tolerance. All right. My good buddy Jay down in North Carolina, good friend who actually just got back from Korea not too long ago. We talked to him quite a bit over there. He has a question for the show. Since we'll be there December 23rd through the 28th, obviously Christmas is a big priority. Aaron is very excited about the Christmas activities at Epcot, but based on the crowd calendar on touring plans, we're planning on our main Epcot day being either the 26th or the 27th. We're wondering if the Christmas events at Epcot would stop the day after Christmas, or would there be time to catch the Festival of the Holidays a day or two after Christmas Day? Thanks for all your help, and we're excited to get down there for our first Christmas at Walt Disney World. So, Ricky, I thought I'd drop this one in. It just came in a couple days ago, but I thought this might help people planning to go this holiday season. So are the, you know, all the events, what's it called now this year? The Festival of the Holidays at Epcot. They change all these names.
Correct, because everything's a festival now.
Exactly,
yes.
The Festival of Festivals. Is that all going to continue through the, you know, the new year so people don't, it doesn't just stop on Christmas Day, does it?
I have great news. It does not stop on Christmas Day. Yes, you're good. You're good. It does stop on the 31st. So just keep that in mind of December. So once January 1st hits, you know, they stop with all that. I believe Candlelight Processional's last day is the 30th. So you're, you know, just keep that in mind too if you're going down around that time period. Yeah, it's, you're going to be just fine. They're still going to have, actually, it might be the 30th.
I think it's the 30th.
Yeah. Because they have all the New Year's stuff on the 31st. So I was like, I don't remember seeing anything last year on New Year's Eve. So yeah, it's the 30th. Sorry. But yeah, you're just fine on the dates that you're going to be there. So,
you know what? That is. That's good for them. So have fun, Jay, and post a lot of pictures. I just thought of the best idea ever. So when is the time, like, when's there a window when there's not a festival going on at Epcot? So you got food and wine lasts like 6 months.
I can tell you.
So is it late February? February, I guess, right?
No. Because February 28th starts Epcot Flower and Garden Festival.
Yeah, but so most of February there wouldn't be a festival going on.
No, because you've got the Festival of the Arts that takes place until February 19th. So you have a week. Okay. like 10 days or something like that before the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival starts. And then you have a couple days, obviously, between Epcot Festival of the Holidays here and the Epcot Festival of the Arts in January, where you wouldn't, like, you have like a week there where you wouldn't be able to experience any festival. The real time is summer. For now. But yeah, summer, anywhere after Memorial Day, until about mid, at this point, mid, well, no, it was the end of August last year. So yeah, until about the end of August. So that's going to be no festival for right now.
So I figured it out because, you know, Epcot doesn't have enough festivals. It's going to be this summer coming to Epcot summer 2018. Festival of the Festivals, where they have, you know, some food and wine booths. They have some flowers and garden seminars all at the same time. They have a little art stand. It's the festival. It's like the all-stars, like only the best. Like the, what's the hottest thing at the food and wine? Like maybe the pork sliders from Hawaii.
Right,
they're in.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the best thing at the flower and garden? I don't know. I don't usually go to that. You know, the tulip seminar. Boom, you made it. You're in the Festival of the Festivals. What's the greatest thing? Graffiti, street art. You know, boom,
oh,
you make
goodness.
It into the festival. You know, you're going to learn how to tag your in your city. You know, so I don't know. You have the Festival of the Festivals coming to Epcot this summer. Thank you, Disney. You can use that.
Mic drop.
Exactly. Plan your vacations now. Anyway, I think it's time to get to the last question of the day because
yes,
this one's going to be the best.
That.
And this
yes.
one, it's another one of my great friends I've talked to for years with the podcast here. It's my good friend Brett, retired from the military. So thanks again for your service, Brett. And the title of this one is The Romance Podcast. So here we go.
Ah, so, that's us, definitely.
You know how to get it on the air if you call us The Romance Podcast. All right, Brett says, Mike, Pam, and Ricky, thank you all for the great Walt Disney World romance advice on the podcast. I've been listening since 2011 and really enjoy the show. Tammy and I celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary in the world, and thanks to y'all, I was able to make some great memories with her. Look at that. We helped somebody celebrate a 30th wedding anniversary.
That's awesome.
That's unbelievable. First, we started training 2 years ago for our first half marathon, and we ran the Wine and Dine this year. After the race, I surprised her with a massage as a way to show her how proud of her I was. I heard one of you give that as an idea on the show. That's right. That gets back to my wife, Pam, who surprised me with a massage at the Grand Floridian the day after my first marathon. I was a duck out of water in that place. I'm going to tell you, but it felt good.
You could be.
I was like, I do not. This is so fancy. I don't even know where to go. Like, just like, okay, give me that towel, I guess, or that robe. Okay. And that was the softest robe, man. So nice. Anyway. The next surprise was all Pam's idea from a few episodes back. All right, here we go. She gave the advice to a question about getting the best picture at the Magic Kingdom before the crowds. So I made reservations at the Crystal Palace for breakfast, and we stopped for a photograph in front of the castle. I told the photographer that I was going to re-propose to my wife, and she said that she would get some pictures. So after a couple of standard pictures, I dropped to one knee and re-proposed. My wife of 30 years was so surprised, and we got some great pictures that morning. Thanks a ton, Pam.
Love it.
That's so awesome. I love that we're a part of something like that. I mean, a small part of it, but
that's awesome.
We are a part of it. We'll take all the credit we can.
Yes, we will. And he says, the last surprise was celebrating with a pearl necklace. Since it was our 30th anniversary, the traditional gift is a pearl. We had reservations that night at Morimoto's. Y'all know about that pearl stand by the lake? Well, we had gotten our five girls pearls from there, and I wanted to surprise her with one of her own since she had told me that she wanted one too. I told her that I needed to check on a pin at the pin shop, which is next door to the pearls. As we were walking to the pin shop, I asked her if she would like to look at the pearls, and she said yes. That was when I dropped the last surprise on her. She picked out her pearl and the mount. We concluded our last night of 10 days there with dinner at the Yachtsman Steakhouse. Thanks, y'all, for the great tips and advice over the years. We made some great memories on that trip. Lieutenant Colonel retired Brett Stewart. So how cool is that?
Awesome.
I mean, you know what? You know, we break down all these questions. We love these questions because it helps everybody plan a better trip. When you ask about where to get a Danish, now, you know, everybody's listening today. That's where you get them, you know, or, you know, what's a good advice for, you know, this hotel we're going to. I love these questions because it helps me have a better trip. Hopefully it helps you have a better trip. But when you get emails like this, you know, I got an email actually last night from one of my guests who's down at Walt Disney World right now, John from St. Louis, who he's down there with his daughter, and he just, you know, he doesn't like posting pictures of his kid on social media. I get that. I'm the opposite. I do it too much. But, you know, totally. But he sent me this picture of his daughter meeting Ray at the studios, you know, and it's like we had this conversation briefly because I don't want to get into his vacation. I know it's family time. But, you know, I sent a message back and said, you know what, that's why we go. You know, like that picture right there is the reason that we, you know, plan a year in advance. We save our money. We make it happen. is because when your daughter meets Rey, you know, your kid meets Darth Vader or Peter Pan or, you know, Captain Jack, whoever it is, or when an adult who's 50 years old gets to meet Peter Pan for the first time. You know, it doesn't matter the age because everybody's the same age, I think, at Walt Disney World. That's why we go. And that's why I love doing this show, because when you get emails like this from Brett, I mean, you know, yeah, nothing's perfect all the time. But when you look past it and you can make memories like this, that's why I treasure that we have a place on Earth like Walt Disney World, like Disneyland, like the cruise ships. And there's other places in the world, but we have these places that are special to us where we can make memories. And Pam, I know you've seen this over the years with the agency, but it's so cool when you just you got to step back and take a reminder that, wow, we're lucky to get to have experiences like this.
Yeah, we really are. I mean, that's the thing. Whether we're a small part involved in the planning or we're doing it ourselves with friends and families, there's just really, I mean, to be able to experience these things, we're really blessed people, all of us. And it was great. Thanksgiving is absolutely a great time to remember that. But things like this just really kind of hit it home for me. So,
and Ricky, you got like, not reproposed, you got first proposed to at Walt Disney World. So you're living the dream too.
I was living the dream at that point. I don't know if I still, no, I'm just joking. I love Brian. Yeah, that was definitely a dream come true. So, you know, it's so great to hear that we can help people with, you know, their vacation memories. Like that's the whole point of why we do what we do. So, you know, I love to hear these stories. So I'm so glad that they had such a great 30th anniversary, and wish them many, many, many more years to come.
Oh yeah, and there's a picture here too. A really nice picture. I love it. Nice. Aww. So that, yeah, it's at Animal. They're all dressed up over at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I believe. Over by, looks like outside of Sanaa. You know where all the lanterns are?
Yeah.
Nice. See, I like playing that Where Are They game. But man, they're really dressed up. They're looking good. So I love that. So thanks for those. Send those in. You know, I think that's a good way to, you know, close out basically like every Wednesday show. Send a memory. Send a great time you had at Walt Disney World. I think everybody enjoys hearing that because we all have those stories. So don't forget, you got questions, comments, but also these great stories. Send them in to mike@brguestpodcast.com. And we will get to those right away. But right now we are done for the day. Let me remind you about our sponsors. Don't leave yet, because our sponsors make this possible for you. Of course, our friends over at virtualmickey.com have a great free iOS app for you. Grab it today. It's called Theme Park News Disney Edition. And Ricky, what are we reading about this week on the app?
So there is a brand new musical act for this year's Festival of the Holidays, and it is inspired by the movie Coco. So El Mariachi Coco de Santa Cecilia is now playing through January 6th at the outdoor character meet and greet location. This is where guests could meet Donald Duck. Don't worry, Donald's still there. He's just inside now. But that's at the Mexico Pavilion. And showtimes are, as of right now, this can change at 11:15 a.m., 12:15 p.m., 1:15, 3:15, 4:30, and 5:30 p.m. So a great little way to, you know, enjoy some fun. It ties in both the holidays as well as Coco, you know. So I think that's a fun little entertainment act that they've got going on there.
If they really wanted to have synergy, they could serve hot cocoa while you watch the Coco thing during the holidays. I mean, there you go. It's a triple threat. And let me just compliment
totally
you.
Judging
on,
you. Just go.
I'm just saying. Go. And I'm giving you a compliment on how well you said that. You said that like a native Spanish speaker there almost. You were like flying through that. Not bad from a kid from St. Louis. I like it.
Thank you.
All right. Also, don't forget, we got our Amazon affiliate link. One of our listeners sent in a great tip. And I know that we do a lot of shopping on our mobile devices. I'm guilty of that as well. But what you can do if you want to support the show, again, our link is brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It really does help. You'll get all your Prime benefits and it won't cost you anything extra. But if you're shopping on your phone, just put everything in the cart and then go to a desktop computer and just complete the checkout there through the link. And
seriously, love this idea. When I saw it, I was like, oh, that's so genius.
Yeah, I mean, because I know that there's no way to do it on the app, but that's a way to throw everything in the cart, then just bookmark it on your computer, mm-hmm. finish it out. Yeah. It takes like 1 minute, and it really does help support the show more than you know. So please, again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Bookmark it and support the show here during the holiday season. All right. Well, give us a follow on the social media. We're going to try to make it fun for you. Be our guest, Mike, on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, we got an awesome Facebook page. Over 6,500 friends over there now. With lots of folks talking Disney at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right. Well, it's time to get out of here and let you get on with your Wednesday. We'll be back again on Friday. And I think we're going to do a resort review. We haven't done one of those in ages. And I think we got a great resort to talk about here as we kick off December on Friday. Can you believe it? Friday is December. What happened? It's crazy.
I don't know, man.
Whew, nuts. This year is basically done. But that's it. We're almost 2018. That's crazy. Anyway, we'll be back again on Friday talking Disney. So hope you'll be with us as well. For Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.